This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, you can dial in toll-free. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And there's a lot of features on our site that are free, including our chat room system over on Discord. If you don't have the Discord app yet, then you can grab that over at discordapp.com. We don't make money off of Discord. It's a free service. We don't have any, you know, investments in their app. It's just a cool app that people have been using now. We started it back in January, and there's hundreds of active, as of the last month, the last 30 days, hundreds of users who've been active, over 500 of them on our Discord chat. There's usually about 100 active users at any moment, and, of course, most of them are lurkers, so there's always people talking during the show. There's a Free Talk Live channel. There are other channels for some of the other shows at LRN.FM. There's also channels based on topics like cryptocurrency, gaming, New Hampshire news, and other stuff. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. So once you get the app, you can go to discord.lrn.fm, and that gets you access to our chat server, where, again, people are in there chatting, whether it's 4 in the morning or during our live show in the evenings, whatever time of day it is, because we've got international users. We've got one girl in there who's from Australia and other folks around the globe.
So. Yep, they're in there all different times. I check in every once in a while.
They really are. In fact, Melanie's in there tonight. I'm in there every single day. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. In fact, that's where we're going next for our first phone call of this hour, because we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and that's where you can sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. And Olympus is on the line in Mississippi. Go ahead, Olympus.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to call and say that I wanted to talk about, you were talking about homeschooling earlier.
Yeah.
I've tried that a few different times with a couple of my three daughters, and each time it's completely failed, and it's been on the system's back, not because something I did.
So what are you? What are they requiring you to do there in Mississippi?
What's failing exactly?
Well, the funny thing is I used to live in Kingston, you know, right up the street from you guys. That's when
Kingston,
I first started listening.
Is that Vermont?
New Hampshire.
Kingston, New Hampshire. Okay.
New Hampshire.
Okay.
My father used to work.
There's 200 towns here, man. I've never heard of Kingston. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and then we moved up to Brunswick, Maine. And when I was up there, I took my oldest daughter out of school and tried to homeschool her. And after 3 months, the school said, no, she's going back into regular school now.
Whoa.
Because you can't teach her properly. You're not a correct educator.
Now this was in Maine, like, where you had the trouble.
Yeah, right up right up from you guys, about two and a half hours, and I taught her all kinds of things. I mean, I had like slideshows going on every day. I was doing crossword puzzles of physics.
You're doing a lot of stuff.
She was in like eighth or ninth grade. And, you know, I was doing everything. And as far as phys ed goes, we went out, I took her to the gym with me. We did stuff like that. I mean, we did quite a bit. Then eventually we moved down to Mississippi because it was, we had family down here that needed us to, come help them just live and take care of them. Well, while we were down here, my youngest daughter needed to be taken out of school and homeschool because she's having medical problems.
Mm.
And she just couldn't stay in school. She'd say, I have to walk three flights of stairs. She'd get up a 1.5 and have a seizure.
Jeez.
And fall down a half a stair.
Right, you do not want to have a seizure on a flight of stairs.
Right.
Yeah, so we got her out of school, And this, I don't even think it was a month and a half, and the school said, nope, you can't teach her. Send her back to school. And I'm like,
this is my greatest fear.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
As a homeschool parent, this is my greatest fear, is that somehow the government schools, once they get their tentacles into you, they latch on, they don't want to let go. Now, my son's never been in a government school.
That makes it easier, because then they don't necessarily know he exists. Right.
So if you go and you take a dollar from somebody, they want that dollar back. Whether they got it legitimately or not, they want that dollar. However,
and each pupil means greater funding for those government schools.
Right. If you've got a dollar that's your own and they've never had possession of that dollar, then, well, you know, this is a whole different story. And they've never had my son, so they don't see dollar signs around him quite as much.
Well, that doesn't help our call.
Well, it certainly doesn't. But it's my greatest fear.
When I grew up, I went to a school in Haverhill called St. Joe's, and when I went there, they didn't teach me any differently. They just taught me better. You know, when you got a book, you read the book cover to cover. School, they didn't want you to read the book. They'd give you like a piece of a chapter and say, here, read this. And it's like, wait a minute, you're not giving me the whole story.
So what is it that happened in Mississippi when they came after you? Was it like a threatening letter? Did they send an agent? How did they?
No, they just sent me a letter. They actually threw me out of the school after a while because I had a fight with one of the teachers and the principal, because I said, this is stupid. This is ridiculous. Why should I be sitting here?
So they're forcing your daughter.
I can teach my kid just as good as you. Yeah.
So they're forcing your daughter to go to their school and at the same time telling you, you can't come talk to them.
No, well, that was a different school system.
Okay.
We've moved since then.
Okay. I thought you said they kicked you out. I thought you said Mississippi kicked you out.
6 months. No, not the state. Not the state. The school system.
They kicked you out, though.
When we moved to the other one, it's the same geographical county,
mm-hmm.
but that particular place that we were living is almost like a private school. They don't play well with others, so to say. Now I know why. Because they don't play well with others.
So I'm confused. So you moved from one spot in Mississippi to a different spot in Mississippi to try to change schools?
Well, no. We lived in a place in one town. Mm-hmm. We moved from that town to another one because we actually physically moved in with the family that we
were talking. So it's still a coincidence. You didn't move from one point to another to try to avoid the school system in one place versus the other. You just happened to move.
Most people don't.
Did you ever get in contact with?
We luckily didn't have that problem.
Did you ever get in contact with any homeschool groups or other people in the area that homeschooled to see what how they dealt with this?
No, I didn't, because I didn't have enough time. I didn't.
So what's your status today? Is your daughter at this government school? What's going on now?
Well, she is at a school. She is at school, but she has an elevator pass, so she can take the elevator. She doesn't have to walk up the stairs. And she has a few other concessions that they made. You know, the typical stuff they do for handicapped people. And that's about all they did. They didn't, I mean, when it comes to things, and I said to her, you know, I we were talking one day about her math class, and I was saying how is that possible? I said, that wasn't the way it was when I was in school.
Right.
She said, well, that's how they do the math. And I said, math doesn't change. Math is the exact same today as it was 20 years ago.
Right, right. It's that in of itself is a little crazy. I may have an idea on how to handle
this. Yeah, I have a feeling that's the only thing it can be, is that it's the new math.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I may have an idea on how to handle this. So there's, best I can tell, no real law that a parent can't live in one state and the child couldn't be a resident of another. And if you could figure out some way, shape, or form that your children are residents of some place that has a great deal of homeschool freedom, let's say Connecticut,
and then they are simply traveling with you while you live in, they're visiting or whatever. You know, like, these are all just terms, right? And at that point, then Mississippi doesn't have any rights to your girls, and, you know, they're just Connecticut homeschooled kids.
Yeah, you still got to figure out a way to get them out of the system, though. It's like getting somebody out of a prison. Hey, thanks, Olympus, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I do like Melanie's suggestion of getting in touch with local homeschool groups there in Mississippi and see, you know, what other parents have done in these circumstances, because it's likely you're not the first person who's been threatened by these government goons. More coming up. Free talk.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. That's where our last caller, Olympus, was. Sounded almost like he was sitting here in the studio with us. And with you in that studio is Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
By the way, Discord is also a chat service we were telling you about before, so now that caller, Olympus, is in our chat room where he's actually getting resources from one of our lady listeners, Barefoot Finn. She put some organizations in the chat room that he might want to check out. She says the Homeschool Legal Defense Association
yep.
is apparently a Christian-based organization. There's also the National Home Education Legal Defense, another legal defense organization. These people have probably had members or donators or whoever. You know,
they've had every problem you can imagine.
Yeah. They've probably run up against whatever it is you're running up against. And if they haven't, they probably have some ideas anyway as to how to handle it. So I would take her advice and reach out to those organizations and see if they have something they can do.
They could probably file a lawsuit and both of you make money.
That would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, that's really what it comes down to.
And talk about a lesson to learn, right?
If you've got a piece of paper
about the court system.
If you've got a piece of paper that says that some school system, some school district told you you can't homeschool your kid, you're probably going to make money, unless you're in California, in which case you should move.
Right. Well, I mean, as he pointed out, he felt like they were obligated to come to Mississippi. But clearly, if you have the ability to move to, you know, to move to a place where homeschooling is more accepted within a political structure, that would be the ideal, right? To go to a place. You mentioned Connecticut, Mark. I didn't know that was one of the better states.
So I've heard.
Is there a ranking on this somewhere? Is the Freedom of the 50 States look at school yes. homeschooling, or they just look at education? I'd be curious to know, because I know that you've said New Hampshire's pretty good, but it may not be the best of them all.
New Hampshire's not the best on the paper. Mm-hmm. There are states which are more free, if you consider best and free to be the same term, on paper than New Hampshire. But let's see, states requiring no notice to the school district about homeschooling include Alaska, Connecticut, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Nice. New Jersey, that's a surprise.
You know, it's a real crapshoot.
Yeah.
So states with low regulation, then I would presume that New Hampshire's in there, but I don't see it on that particular list. Anyway, states with high regulation, all the above regulations, plus other requirements, curriculum approval by the state, teacher qualification of parents.
Ugh, or curriculum approval.
Home visit. Well, teacher qualification of parents?
That's awful.
The parents have to be teachers to do this.
So basically, the teachers' union has completely gotten their way.
Home visits by state officials include Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
So those are the worst of the worst. Stay out of those states. Also, if you care about homeschooling and you're a libertarian, then you really ought to move to New Hampshire, because there's a great homeschooling network here. Whenever there's some sort of regulation bill that comes forth for homeschool, the homeschoolers take their kids out and they go to the state house. I've seen this happen.
Oh, yeah.
They go to the state house and they flood the state house room, whatever hearing room
scare
they have.
Scare the heck out of those politicians.
Right. They bring all their kids out. Because, you know, hey, this is a great learning experience. You come learn about how awful government is and how these scumbags are trying to, you know, destroy your freedom.
Watch mommy and daddy scare the crap out of some politicians.
Well, it's important for them to bring the kids, too, and they do overwhelmingly have their kids with them, because the government has, in New Hampshire, if you go to the government school, they have like a fourth grade class every year goes to the state house. They have every fourth grade class go to the state house, and they like, you know, they inculcate them and indoctrinate them with the pro-state messages. And so it's nice to see the opposite thing happen, where the homeschoolers are coming in there like, hey,
let's
leave us alone.
Along, kids.
Leave us alone. Well, that's what they have the kids from fourth grade do. They have the fourth graders come up with, okay, well, this is the legislative process, and now you guys get to figure out what law that should get passed, because we want to control other people.
And then little Johnny says, I think everybody should wear blue.
That's the kind of stuff.
I like blue.
Yeah. That's the kind of stuff. Yeah. Or like, I think the state juice should be apple juice, or whatever.
Right. Well, you're in really good shape hype when they just come up with what the state juice is or the state tree sap or whatever it is that they come up with. Yay, that's good news. However, many times they come up with some law that is anti-freedom, because I can assure you fourth graders are not very good about figuring out human freedom and how best to model a society.
Being taught that.
Yeah. At this point,
not in school, not government
they're
school.
Not even that great at not messing their pants every once in a while, you know?
Man, I would hope that you'd gotten that one under control by fourth grade, but I remember some girl did pee herself in second grade, so that was pretty embarrassing for her. The teacher forced her to stay in her seat, would not allow her to get out and go to the bathroom, so she had to go.
Well,
she had to go.
That's the teacher's fault.
It sure is. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I guess there probably wasn't more to say on this Texas story, Mark. If there was, please let us know what that was, where Texas
really
is fighting a case involving a student who was refusing to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I think that girl is a hero. I hope that...
I don't know whether she's a hero or not.
She is, because she's refusing to do what she's told to do, refusing to go along to get along, refusing to be just one of the masses, refusing to do, just do as she's told, and stand up. Stand up, girl. Say those words. You need to say them in unison, chant with the other students here, because there's important brainwashing and indoctrination going on. And that's what this is all about. And so anybody who stands up against that, that's heroic in my book. They are unusual, and they're doing something that's brave and that could cause them to be punished in some way, shape, or form.
Sure.
So
again,
good for her.
I have no idea why it is that
doesn't
she's refusing
why.
To stay.
Well, it doesn't matter if she just wants to be, contrary, or if she's actually got some sort of principle behind this.
So if you want to call somebody brave, you need to acknowledge that people do brave acts for really bad reasons.
Of course,
right?
Okay. Like working in the military.
Most people don't do that. Well, I mean, you got to say there were brave Nazis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You have to say that. But and you may be willing to say that. But
there are all kinds of acts of bravery within government militaries, but almost always they're doing something evil.
So bravery and virtue are not the same thing.
Correct. But in my opinion, it's virtuous to simply disobey the state. And so it doesn't matter in
it's
what...
It's brave. I'm not going to call it virtuous.
It is so because it breaks...
If the reason
it's iconoclastic.
No.
And
it's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
The state has rules on not murdering people. Going out and murdering somebody is not virtuous.
I'm not talking about that.
We're talking about
the Pledge of Allegiance.
But you have a stupid system, and I'm trying
to
break you...
We're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right, I understand.
It is iconoclastic to not stand for the pledge. It doesn't matter what your reasons are.
No, it absolutely matters. If you do the right things for the wrong reasons, you're an a-hole, okay? At the very best, you're an a-hole.
I don't care if it's an a-hole who doesn't stand up for the pledge. Anybody who doesn't stand up for the pledge is doing the right thing. They're doing iconoclasm, which is the destruction of ideas.
True.
Hmm?
No,
it is absolutely true. If you've never seen in your entire school history a person disobey the Pledge of Allegiance, and then all of a sudden you see it, then you're seeing somebody go against the grain, and there's value in that. There's more coming up here in moments, 855, 450, free. Now, whether they're doing it for the right reasons or the wrong reasons, the fact that they're doing it, I support it. 855-450-3733. We got time for you if you want to join us here. Coming up, Amazon to open up maybe 3,000 stores with no cashiers by 2021.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want it to be comprehensive. I actually think it's a good thing
for Judge Kavanaugh. Now, with that being said, I'd like it to go quickly.
President Trump speaking with reporters at the White House about the FBI's investigation into his Supreme Court nominee's background.
Let the Senate decide whatever they want to do is okay with me. And also the FBI.
This is the seventh investigation into Brett Kavanaugh, who's a federal judge, and has gone through this process six times before.
This is our seventh investigation of a man who has really, you know, you look at his life until this happened. What a change he's gone through.
The president also expressing his concern for Brett Kavanaugh's family.
What his wife is going through, what his beautiful children are going through, is not describable. It's not describable. It's not fair.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is toll-free. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You jump into those rooms, we'll join you there, and we'll put you on the radio. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Fourth Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up this month. We are about 4 weeks away from it at this point. It's October 27th and 28th. Happening in Austin, Texas, and it's always a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. This year's speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, and Professor John Griffin, and more. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and grab your tickets now. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, as we have done every single year of the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And it's just gotten better and better over time. So it's going to be great. And it was great the first year, but it's even better now because, you know, once you start doing these things, you settle in and you learn how to run a convention and you just keep making constant improvements.
I can't wait to see our Texas listeners.
That's right, TexasBitcoinConference.com. Yeah, we've had some folks come to multiple Bitcoin conferences in Texas. We've seen them more than once. But if you've never gone, this is a great year to go. October 27th and 28th in Austin. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. We will see you there. Big news coming out of Amazon. Bloomberg reporting that Amazon.com is considering a plan to open as many as 3,000 new Amazon Go cashierless stores in the next few years, according to people familiar with the matter. An aggressive and costly expansion that would threaten convenience chains like 7-Eleven. quick service sandwich shops like Subway and Panera Bread, as well as mom-and-pop pizzerias and taco trucks.
Wait a second. It's cashierless.
Correct.
Sandwich shop.
Cashierless stores that sell a variety of food items.
I have not seen a cashierless sandwich shop before. In one hand, I think of
this is a new idea.
The coinettes.
What is that? Like a laundromat?
No, a coinette, I believe that's the terminology. This is where you would go in, they'd have tables and chairs, and somebody would maybe go around and wipe the tables, but they would sell you your food out of pay machines.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And, you know, as you ate the food, whatever it might be, then they'd restock that stuff.
It's like an automat or something like that?
Maybe automat. Maybe that's the term that I'm thinking of. I'm not exactly sure. I've heard different terms. But
have you been to one of those places?
No. I mean, these things are from, like, Laverne and Shirley.
Right, they're old.
Yeah. I can't imagine this working.
Well, you may recall, Mark, I don't know if you were on the show and we talked about it in 2016, and they're going to get into it here in a moment, but they've already tested this.
Okay, good.
So it already works. Now, the question is, can they roll it out nationwide? Chief Executive Officer...
If I've got the choice to choose between a going to a Subway and watching somebody make my sandwich versus just going and getting something out of some little refrigerator someplace, mm-hmm. I can tell you, I already have that option. I can go to 7-Eleven and get a slightly cheaper sandwich, and I do not do it.
You may not, but somebody out there is probably very much interested in just grabbing and going. You know,
maybe.
You don't want to stand there for 10 minutes. You don't want to wait in line, because sometimes Subway's not slow about making the sandwich once they start it. But if you're waiting in line behind five people,
it's not pleasant.
That's why I've actually used with Subway. Again, they're not an advertiser or anything like that, but they've got internet ordering. I'll order on the internet, and then it usually speeds things up for me, because then I can just walk in and be like, "Yep, I already paid for that. That's mine." Then they hand it to me. I leave them a tip, and then I leave.
Yeah.
So it's a lot faster that way. But if you're behind five people and you got to wait, that's what, 20 minutes maybe, depending on, 15 minutes, depending on how fast they are. So Jeff Bezos sees eliminating mealtime logjams in busy cities as the best way for Amazon to reinvent the brick-and-mortar shopping experience, where most spending still occurs. But he's still experimenting with the best format. A convenience store that sells fresh prepared foods, as well as a limited grocery selection, similar to 7-Eleven franchises. Or a place to simply pick up a quick bite to eat for people in a rush, similar to UK-based chain Pret-A-Manger, one of the people said.
Pret-A-Manger.
A Amazon spokesperson declined to comment. The company unveiled its first cashierless store near its headquarters in Seattle in 2016 and has since announced two additional sites in Seattle and one in Chicago. Two of the new stores offer only a limited selection of salads, sandwiches, and snacks, showing that Amazon is experimenting with the concept simply as meal-on-the-run option. Two other stores, including the original Amazon Go, is what they're calling it, also have a small selection of groceries, making it more akin to a convenience store.
So have you heard of this concept of the long tail?
What is it? I've heard of it, but please tell us what that
is. Yeah, so when you think about certain industries, retail, that kind of thing, there's one retailer, two retailers, there's a small segment of retailers that makes most of the money.
Okay.
And as you get...
Walmart,
Amazon. Now, when you look at Walmart and Amazon, you look at Google, you look at Facebook, it's not that they're a profitable company with profitable segments. It's that they're a profitable company that really has one or two or three or four or five really profitable products. And I think that Amazon's making a mistake here. I think that they're going to find that they, maybe they can afford the mistake, but mm-hmm. I think that, just because it's Amazon doesn't mean it's going to be successful.
No, no doubt.
Amazon fails all the time.
Of course. Same thing's true with Apple, right? Like, Apple's had some spectacular failures over the years, but they've got some real successes as well. So what makes you think this isn't going to work?
It just doesn't seem like it makes any sense to me. The idea of going into, cashierless stuff, and, I just don't think it's going to fly, personally.
Okay. Well, the way it works, and when we first talked about this a couple of years ago, we explained it at that time, but this is how it works. Shoppers use a smartphone app, so their Amazon app, to enter the store.
Now I got to get my phone to walk in the store. That's great.
Yes, that's right.
I don't want to do that.
Nope. Again, this isn't for everybody, Mark, but then again, you're not exactly a millennial working in a big city, are you?
No.
Right?
And look, so if it's convenient...
These guys have their phone in their hands all the time. They're on their way to work, they're on their break, or whatever, they're on their phone. So for them, pulling up an app as they walk into a store ain't nothing. No big deal. They walk into the store, they scan their phones at a turnstile. They can then grab what they want from a range of selection, you know, salads, sandwiches, drinks, snacks, and then walk out without stopping at a cash register. So if you're a time-challenged person, and these days people are very time-challenged, or at least they certainly perceive that they are, if you're busy, whether you're in a city or you're busy not in a city, if this store exists, you save time by not having to stand at a cash register. I mean, that's a time saver, and it's going to add up over time. One day it might save you 5 minutes, another day it might save you 10 minutes, and over a year of working every single day grabbing lunch at this place, that can save a significant amount of time.
It's not like you're going to do anything productive.
No, you're just going to sit on your phone outside.
You can't like put it all together and be like, oh, I'm going to go,
get a vacation or something.
Change my engine. Like, it's scattered around. Like,
but ultimately, if the prices are lower and the time is lower, it's going to win. Well, look, what's the number one cost in running a business?
Often personnel is
the number one cost. Every business owner will tell you that's the number one cost.
They're not proposing to get rid of personnel.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
If you don't have people at cashiers, you're getting rid of your personnel. Some of them, not all of them.
Right.
You still have a chef back there making sandwiches.
Personnel.
Yeah, it is. If your grocery store has 10% of their personnel is cashiers, I don't know what the...
reduction in your personnel.
Yes.
It's not getting rid of...
Sorry, that's what I said. You're getting rid of some of your personnel. So if you've got a grocery store versus an Amazon Go, and you can, or a 7-Eleven or whatever, and you can cut down the number of staff that it would cost to run a similar size store, and therefore pass on the savings to customers, you're saving them on product price.
If Amazon can show that they can do this, 7-Eleven can retrofit more quickly than Amazon can open stores.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Maybe
if this works,
7-Eleven's
they've already
franchise.
Got the bricks and mortar.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They're already in place.
And there is going to be an initial serious cost here.
Prepare the silver platters for the heads.
Of rolling
this
out.
Restaurants in general don't tend to be that profitable.
This is a market segment I want to rush into and drop
billions of dollars. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a guaranteed win, but if they can reduce the cost of time and money, there's a good chance it might work out.
Yep.
We're coming up here, and it's obviously worked out enough at their test stores, because if it didn't work in Seattle, then they probably wouldn't be rolling it out.
That's a test, not a profitability test.
Okay, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops, get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you jump on the lines now, we can get you in. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Amazon Go, the new concept that they may be rolling out nationwide with up to 3,000 locations. It's in testing form for the last couple of years in Seattle and apparently Chicago. They opened up one there. And they're talking about making this a big thing, and we can get into it. Mark, you're saying it ain't going to work, and I'm saying it very well might. The toll-free number again,
855-450-FREE,
855-450-3733. Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Oh, before we do that, I do want to let you know about, speaking of Amazon, they own Blink Home Security. They bought it within the last couple of years, and that's because Blink had created...
Blink works.
Yeah, they created an amazing product that is a motion-activated, wireless, HD home security system. And there's no contracts, there's no subscriptions, the batteries in the cameras last for up to 2 years. It couldn't be set up much faster than it currently is. I mean, it is super easy to set this thing up. You pop the batteries in and put the cameras up, and then you just connect everything via your wireless device, like a tablet or a smartphone or a laptop. And it's super easy to do. Just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get your Blink security system there, which does work with Alexa, by the way. And you'll save 15% because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live via the Discord on-air call-in lines. Go ahead.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Say, does that Blink Protect, does it work for more than just your bling, you know, like your regular stuff?
It's just a camera system. You can protect whatever you want with it.
Yeah, I don't have Blink.
Okay. It's cute. But go ahead. What you calling about?
Finishing up, we started last night. We got to the point of preponderance of evidence versus something, or in a criminal system, beyond a reasonable doubt. And I was trying to clarify that for you, Mark, and your listeners.
You're talking about clarifying the difference between the two?
Yeah. And then there's more, but we're just starting here, and we get as far as we get. So you got the civil side and you got the criminal side. Under criminal, if you're going to prove somebody guilty, you need to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. On the civil side, you need to. Oh, Melanie's sitting right there. She knows all about this and she can correct
where
necessary, if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And on the civil side, you have a preponderance of evidence, but most people are not aware of that. In civil, they also use clear and convincing as a standard as compared to preponderance of evidence. And clear and convincing is pretty straightforward as to what it means. It needs to be clear and convincing.
I don't think that's straightforward at all, but that is a standard.
Right. Yeah. And let me pick up on that. I agree with you. I think that the verbiage that they use to describe the level of proof needed is not as clear as it could be, and they should be reworded.
Nor is it convincing.
Right. On the subject of preponderance of evidence, here's a real life courtroom example of how you can not treat people fairly in a venue like a courtroom that is supposedly, and you all know it's not, but supposedly supposed to be fair. So in real life, I was in a courtroom, and in the context of the dissolution of relationship with children issue, and at the other table was represented by a lawyer, and I was not. And they come in one day and surprise me with this, and the fact that they surprised me is one issue, but that's not what I'm discussing right now. They ask the judge on the spot for an on-the-spot trial on their allegation that I had violated a court order by driving by the other person's home when there was a court order saying that there's no contact between the parties. And they conveniently had with them two ready, willing, able witnesses, kind of like a lazy Ford type witness, that were ready to make statements. And what these two witnesses that surprised me when they put them on the stand, what they said is, yeah, we saw him drive by your house. They both said that. Since I was surprised, and I did not have any other witnesses with me to try to preponder their evidence, since they had two witnesses that lied.
Wow.
And I didn't have any witnesses to lie.
So
then
no
they
photograph,
had the preponderance of
no party. Video, no photo, no video, no evidence beyond just somebody saying something.
Right. Yeah, the moral of the story. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just completely absurd to me that testimony counts as evidence whatsoever, but yeah.
Right. So the moral of the story, is in that little snippet, in at least in the courthouse I was in, before the judge I was before, Reed Shepherd is his name, and I got more funny stories about him another time. But
did you drive by his house?
No, but you know what? After he decided the case and everybody else left the courtroom and it was just me and Reed Shepherd in the courtroom, I just slowly approached his desk and watched his eyes as I strolled up there. And then I reached for my I just started talking to him. When I got up to him, I said to him, "They really fooled you." And he didn't say a word, but the look on his face knew that he knew that I wasn't lying to him. And that he had just...
Court security wasn't even in the room? It was just you and the judge? There was no bailiff?
No, not just me and Reed.
Wow, that's a rare moment. Thank you for the call tonight, David. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Very rare.
Yeah, we had a friend get thrown in jail for simply talking to a judge in, like, a stairwell. So, just asking questions.
So let's continue here. We were talking about the Amazon Go, this new store chain. They're talking about rolling out big time, where you use a smartphone to enter the store at a turnstile, get what you want off the shelves, sandwiches, salads, whatever. They got a chef, you know, prepping the stuff in the back, and then you walk out without stopping at a cash register. Sensors and computer technology detect what shoppers take, so probably RFID would be my guess, and then bills the shopper automatically, eliminating checkout lines. The challenge to Amazon's plan is the high cost of opening each location. This story from Bloomberg, by the way. The original Amazon Go in downtown Seattle required more than $1 million in hardware alone, according to a person familiar with the matter. Narrowing the focus to prepared food to go would reduce the upfront cost of opening each store because it would require fewer cameras and sensors, they say. But prepared foods also have a wider profit margin than groceries, which would help decrease the time it takes for the stores to become profitable. So it would be a large upfront that investment, with the idea being that they could last long enough to make it so that having fewer employees would end up paying the bills. News of the company's potential ambitions sent Amazon shares of grocery and retail rivals lower, and the, Walmart's declined 0.6%.
Amazon's stock dropped?
No, Walmart. They're the competitor. Walmart went down. Target went down 1.5%.
Target isn't, I mean, they're not in the convenience prepared food market.
They do have Super Targets. From what I understand.
Hold on.
I've never seen them, but they
My
exist.
Understanding is that you were painting these like 7-Elevens, not like...
These are small. These are small. They're not
right.
large like
so
Targets.
People aren't generally going to Target to grab a bite so that they can continue on with their day. They're generally grabbing a bite while they're at Target.
Right. They're just pointing out that, stocks do whatever they do. Anyway, Amazon's become the world's largest online retailer by offering a vast selection and quick, convenient delivery. In their physical stores, they're emphasizing convenience over selection to win business. Amazon's other brick-and-mortar initiatives include about 20 bookstores around the U.S. Who knew? And the natural grocery chain Whole Foods Market acquired last year. Amazon Go is the most distinctive of all of its physical stores. At a Washington event last week in D.C., Bezos said Amazon was, quote, very interested in physical stores, but only if they have something new to offer. He says, quote, if we offer a Me Too product, it's not going to work.
I wonder if Bezos is going to give back all the tax cuts that Trump got him.
According to, or rather adding, 3,000 convenience stores would make Amazon Go among the biggest chains in the U.S. The internet giant is considering plans to have about 10 locations open by the end of this year and 50 locations in major metro areas in 2019. Then they say as many as 3,000 by 2021.
As many as.
And this is according to people who are on the inside who requested anonymity in discussing those plans. Opening multiple locations in proximity like they're doing in Seattle could help Amazon reduce costs by centralizing food production in one kitchen and serving that product out to many stores. The U.S. currently has 155,000 convenience stores, with 122,000 of them combined with gas stations. According to an industry group, non-fuel purchases at those convenience stores total $233 billion. So non-fuel, everything else, cigarettes, sandwiches, all that stuff, $233 billion in the year 2016.
Jeez.
So Amazon, is going to be interesting to watch this happen if they roll this thing out.
Want to make a bet?
Absolutely not. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com. And big thanks to Dustin H., Amplifier Platinum for many years. We appreciate that. You can amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.